All right, Matt, let's keep talking about culture.
Let's do it.
We just talked a little bit in a previous episode. We talked about like what's the framework for building culture and how you've approached that in the past. What I'm curious about is like making it real. Like you talked about building these things, you employee value proposition, then there's all these mechanisms to tell stories and bring them to life. And you mentioned a few in the previous episode of like Instagram posts or books for employees, but I'm curious, like, what's the breadth of this? What are the real things that exist in a restaurant that you've built to bring culture to life, just to make it really tangible for people?
I think about it when I think about it, I think of the employee journey, and having that consistent messaging throughout the employee journey. And there's sort of some like key touchstones throughout the employee journey or that employee process as they're growing as from an employee from being attracted to even applying and getting hired, being onboarded, and then growing with an organization. There's sort of like key touchstone moments that I think it makes sense to put sort of your main pieces of content that I would call sort of cultural touchstones in these key moments. And the reason I use that phrase cultural touchstones is because what we saw this happen at Chipotle is that we kind of just set out to make like a video, like maybe sort of a people brand anthem videos, but what they became were cultural touchstones for the organization. So when people would say, "Oh, what's the culture like at the Chipotle?" They wouldn't necessarily share a personal story. They would share, "Oh, well, it's that video that we watched at orientation, or that video that we saw at that conference. That's what the culture is like." They would use that as their like example of how they defined the culture. So that's what I mean when I say these pieces of content, these like powerful pieces of media, become cultural touchstones for the organization. So I think what makes sense is to take those cultural touchstone pieces and put them in strategic places in the employee journey. So those are places like, again, when someone's being attracted and hired. So maybe on a recruiting video that kind of teases out these pillars or your like people brand anthem for the brand, what your people culture is all about. Put that in the recruiting process somewhere, whatever channel makes sense for you, whether you have a careers page, a career social media site, careers YouTube, whatever. And then when an employee is being onboarded, so when they are being onboarded as a new employee to the brand and starting their crew or entry level training, that's another place, that's another strategic spot to put a cultural touchstone. So I would put like really like that's where I would put your largest kind of people storytelling brand anthem cultural touchstone that is similar to what maybe they saw when they were being attracted, but now they're getting like the full shebang. The thing that really just like says like, here's what we're all about. Here's what we believe. Here's what we promise to you. Here's what we expect of you as well, right? And really laying out the culture and telling some of those stories that illustrate the culture and just get people stoked about it. Get people to buy in and then you'll get those people who are just like, yeah, I want that. That's when they're gonna like decide that they want to be all in there. And they're going to look back at that piece of content and say, like, that's what this place is all about. So in that employee kind of onboarding, and then again, I would say something similar at the manager onboarding. So when you're like, when someone goes into like starting the assistant manager or manager training, whatever that looks like for your org, kind of having another cultural touchstone. But of course, it takes a different tone, right? It's about how are you leading this culture. But it's the same messaging. They're going to have to get the same message, the same people culture messaging that they got earlier in the journey. But now it's going to take on this tone of you're leading this. You are not just a re recipient. You're actively creating this culture. And here's what that looks like. Here's what that's all about. So those are some of the key strategic places I would put these cultural touchstones. The other place, I mean, maybe bonus, because a lot of places do this is some sort of like manager conference. Having the media there is powerful. Having employees actually tell the story at one of these conferences, in my opinion, is more powerful and more meaningful than anything else you can do at a conference. I saw this recently with a brand we were working with, Mendocino Farms, a brand based here out of Southern California, but they're also in like Washington and Texas and all throughout California. They have a really strong people culture, and they had this manager conference. They had never had media at a manager conference. So what we did was create basically an intro video for the conference to introduce the conference. And what that looked like was 2 days filming in a restaurant and getting a bunch of interviews of real people telling the story, capturing beautiful imagery, and telling that story to kick off the conference. And what it did is it started the conference on this tone of like, of inspiration, and started this conference out with people just like excited to work there and remembering why they worked there and what it was all about. And I can't speak for it. I wasn't at the very beginning, but what I was told from my partners there that we worked with was, you know, that was sort of the buzz. That was the buzz of the conference, that people weren't leaving talking about like, you know, the training session that they went through at the conference. They were talking about how they were impacted and touched by that storytelling of listening to their peers bring the culture to life.
I love it. And hearing you tell that reminds me of one that we did at Chipotle, and we did it a lot. Like, I don't know if we'd recommend this to anybody, because it was torture to pull it off, but we were talking to leaders about opening up and being vulnerable with their employees. And we did it all live at the conference. It was like a 2-day conference, and you pulled off the video in the end. You and your team made it happen. But like, you captured footage at the conference. And I remember that, like, it was like tears on stage. Like, the whole audience was just brought to tears in the end, hearing the stories that their peers told there. Do you remember that one at all?
Yeah, that one was unique, because we, I mean, again, we could talk about it for a long time, but we were kind of strategic about how we approached that, because we also wrote a poem, for lack of a better word, and like had a poet perform it on this like stage in Denver, and we recorded it, and it was just a cool recording. Then interwove that with the recordings from the conference, and made this like kind of powerful emotional end cap to this conference. People were tired. People were ready to go home. They were expecting a like, see ya, thanks for coming, you know, make sure you pick up your box lunch on the way out. But instead they got a gut punch of like emotional energy and like a reminder of why they were there, and something that just sent them out on a high. And again, when people look back at that conference, they probably don't remember the like training session that we did on the P&L, but they definitely remember that video and the way that inspired them, a way it made them feel, a way that made them feel connected to the culture.
I completely agree, because you're right. It was a gut punch. It was like totally unexpected, but like you had people in a video testimonial booth talking about what they needed as a leader and times that they struggled and times that they succeeded, and like capturing that and the raw people got emotional in the video capture booth and the real world testimonial booth. You captured that, stitched together 30 stories interwoven with this poet talking about the importance of casting a vision and then opening up and leading people. And you are the leader that creates that environment. You stitch all that together live in a 2-day session and then show it to them. Like, you just did this an hour ago in a booth, and now it's in a video in front of the organization to reinforce it. Like, there was a magic in it. And then the emotion behind it, I'll never forget it for sure. I think a lot of people, it's the same thing. They don't remember any of the P&L stuff we taught, but they remember seeing their peers on stage opening up and being vulnerable about their struggles.
Yeah, it was a powerful moment.
Man. Well, that is cool. So you talked about cultural touchstones, tying it to the employee experience. You've got onboarding, you've got recruiting, you've got onboarding, you've got manager training, and you've got things like conferences or other mediums to keep people up to date on things throughout the year. And you also seem very focused about it. You talked in the last video as well about being focused about what you're talking about. It's not just throwing random stuff in those four touchstones. It's like being really intentional about the messages that you're delivering each step of the way.
Yeah. And I think it's like about finding, you know, and it's about finding what's unique about a culture and really just like going all in on that. Because every culture has something that's unique. Every brand has something that's special to their brand that, you know, everybody can talk about their benefits, right? But then when you start to get hyper specific and hyper focused, people have something that's really special to them, to their culture, to their brand, something that makes them unique, and kind of just like really dialing in to that and talking about it and building on it and telling stories about it. create something special for that brand, create something memorable about that culture. And that's what I think it's all about. And and I would say that it's also a little bit more, I mean, at Chipotle, we had a big budget. We had a whole team. When we were there, it was more like 2,600 restaurants or so. It's also doable for a more medium-sized brand, like Mendocino, like I mentioned. They're 60 plus units. We were able to do this for Piata, around 40 to 50 units, go and make a conference video for their brand that really captured their culture and talked about their story. But the cool thing with Mendocino is we were able to make this conference video, and then, but from that footage, just repurpose some of the same content and put it into recruiting content. So now they have videos that they're going to use on their recruiting careers page. We have content that they're going to use on social media channels when they go into a new market. They're going to be hiring new employees. They'll have kind of people focused ads that they'll be putting into that market in order to hire. So they are using the same system of like cultural touchstones throughout the employee journey that really brings their people culture to life in a unique way.
Makes sense. When you do it right, and when you're thoughtful about it from the beginning, you can be very intentional about stretching those dollars, invest those dollars wisely once, and get multiple touchstones, reinforce that same message. But you got to be thoughtful about that from the beginning. Hard to do that. You can't just go capture a bunch of footage and then try to stitch it together in the end. It's all about that upfront thoughtfulness.
Yeah. I've seen people say, oh, we just want to like hire someone to make a video. When you hire someone to make a video, you might get a cool looking video, but you're not going to get cultural touchstones, in my opinion.
That's the difference. That is the difference.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Until next time, Matt.
Hey, until next time.